Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast with your host, Mr. Too Rich, your Southern urban voice. A place where relevant, rich conversations are had with professionals, providing insight to innovative solutions that will help you move your business, career, and life to the next level. Here's your host. What the deal, everybody? Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast. This week, we are going to be going through and talking about seven things and seven ways that I've kind of put together on how you can get out here and get into cryptocurrency safely and get started and get your feet wet, okay? We've been talking about, if you've been following me, I'm doing cryptocurrency news, Too Rich to Miss Unscripted on YouTube, on Too Rich to Miss Monday through Friday. So I want to kind of go through and start giving some education as well. Let's get into it.
The Too Rich to Miss podcast.
All right, y'all. Let's hop right into it and get it cracking. I went through and I came up with seven things. I don't know why I keep saying seven things. Seven steps of what you can do to get into crypto. And this is a very conservative. This is a very conservative way to get into crypto. This is not one of those, do this and you're instantly going to be the next crypto millionaire or something like that. This is how to set things up and get started really simply and safely. Okay. Now, number one, educate yourself about the cryptocurrency space and get a familiarity with the way these markets work. Be sure to have set specific goals and time horizons in place, and realize that this is not and should not be viewed as a get-rich-quick scheme. Investing involves risk of losing all of your capital, but this risk can be mitigated through strategic risk management. Now, you will hear me on the podcast talk a lot about, or you'll hear me on YouTube Monday through Friday on cryptocurrency news, Too Rich to Miss Unscripted. You'll hear me talk a lot about DYOR. Do your own research. Doing your own research in this business is critical. Any business, really. But especially in this business, because doing your own research in this business could mean the difference between a 10x gain, which means 10 times your investment, or a complete and total loss and rug pull, which is a wipeout and total zero. You lost it all. And what is a rug pull, really quickly, since I mentioned that? A rug pull is when a project's developer puts out a project and gets liquidity, gets capital into the project, and then after the project is funded to a certain level, they take all the liquidity, they take all the capital, and leave the project for dead. Rug pull. Some research and some patience can really help you. Not all the time, because sometimes these guys are really clever. But if you know, you have to do your own research and make sure that things make sense. Okay. All right. Number two. Order your cold storage wallet for your crypto. Now, you will always hear people say, not your keys, not your crypto. Now, that this is so true. If you don't have the private keys to your crypto on your wallet, then that's not your crypto. When you buy cryptocurrency on Robinhood, for example, that's not your crypto. You can't take that cryptocurrency off of the exchange and put it in your own cold storage wallet to do with as you so please. That cryptocurrency that's on, that you buy on Robinhood, is just on Robinhood. So not your keys, not your crypto. Now, order your cold storage wallet. What is a cold storage wallet? A cold storage wallet is a wallet that is not connected to the internet and is not like on your device. There are hot wallets. Hot wallets like Trust Wallet, MetaMask is a hot wallet as well. But cold storage wallet is the one that's not connected to the internet, just to keep it real simple. Most of them look like thumb drives, and there are some other ones that are shaped in various different ways. But they're really easy to use. The only thing, my only real issue with them, especially like with this one that I'm going to talk about here, the Ledger Nano X, is, I mean, the button, the type is really small. Talking to my older crowd here, you definitely got to put on your glasses. I mean, and even some young people wear glasses too, but you know what I'm saying. The type is kind of small. So I would like, as more mass adoption comes around, for them to be some devices that are a little bit bigger, easier to read, and, you know, and kind of easier to interact with. And don't get me wrong, the Ledger Nano X is a real good device. It's real simple, straight to the point, real easy to use. It's just the screen is small, but the letters are easy to read. You know, just like I said, for us older people, we might have to put our glasses on. But the Ledger Nano X is what I prefer. And a bit of advice with this: always order your cold storage wallet directly from the manufacturer and not from eBay or other resellers. And never leave large amounts of funds on exchanges. Not your keys, not your crypto. Now, the reason why we say don't leave large amounts of money on exchanges, and I talk about DCA a lot here. What is DCA? DCA means dollar cost average. That means putting in a little bit at the time, and your little bit is relative, right? Little bit is a relative term. If you're somebody making $500,000 a year, your little bit is different than someone making $100,000 a year. It's relative. So when I say little bit, don't, you know, little bit is percentage wise of your portfolio. When I say little bit, I'm talking about 1-5% of your portfolio. I'm talking about something that you're using as a hedge. I'm talking about, when I say DCA is the way, I'm saying every month that you're making an investment, every week you're making an investment. You know, if you're a week, if it's the month, then you're looking for a dip to buy into. You know, this is why you always hear me talk about red days are the best days. The market is on sale. When you have DYOR'd and you find a project that whose fundamentals are sound, and the market is just down because there's an election going on and it's the fourth quarter, and there was a black swan event, and people really don't know, and there's a lot of just uncertainty, and there's a high unemployment, and, you know, and there may be some volatility along the way. It just comes with the territory. If the market goes down, the whole market may go down. That does not mean that the coins that have good solid fundamentals, that do have a use case, that are going to be here after all of the shit coins fall to the side, you know, you buy when, on those red days when everything is down. So when I'm talking about DCA, I'm talking about buying on those red days, buying on these dips, or just buying consistently, whatever your budget may be. If you have $100,000 to put to work, don't spend the whole $100 all at once. You know, dollar cost average and break off of that. You know, or diversify. Diversify that amongst some of the bigger coins that are going to do something. And then if you do want to speculate with some of the smaller altcoins and go with some of the low cap coins to try to pick up some gems, you know, then, you know, then you can do that as well with a smaller, with a even smaller percentage portion of the portion that you put aside for that. And I hope all of that makes sense. So never leave any more funds on the exchange than what you're actually, if you're going to be trading, which I don't trade, and I'm not against trading, but I'm not one that's going to be talking about trading, or is going to advocate trading. I mean, I'm going to talk to some traders that do it, and I'm going to have them on the show and do some interviews with them. But honestly, even I'm just looking at just moving in and moving out. And when I go into the altcoin forest, I'm just going into positions and coming out. But mostly the bulk of my portfolio is I'm dollar cost averaging in, and I'm buying and holding. I'm buying and holding, and I'm increasing the holdings of the ones that I have. And anything from the alt, any gains from the altcoin forest go right back into one of the ones that, you know, one of my long-term holds, which right now mostly everything, all of my altcoin gains go into either Ethereum or Bitcoin. And we all see, you've been following me, so you see what Bitcoin is doing on the chart. All right, so let's go to number three. Now, number three, when I'm telling you about number three here, I say this in the sense of the ease of use all around. And this is from my personal experience, and this is coming from an older person where, you know, where, hey, life happens and sometimes you need to get your hands on it. And this is a good on and off ramp. So number three, open an account with crypto.com. Link in the description below. And when you do open up an account with crypto.com, you get $50 when you open up the account and you support the channel. Now, here's the reason why I say crypto.com. Number one, the app is very user-friendly. Fees are low. That's real big. And the crypto is easy to get on and off of the app. That is critical. Crypto.com, when you go through and you buy Ethereum on crypto.com, after the transaction is confirmed, you can move that Ethereum off of crypto.com onto your cold storage Ledger Nano X wallet, your keys, your crypto, to do with as you please. Or if you are going to do what most successful people do in crypto, HODL. Find good, invest in good projects, HODL. Hold on for dear life. HODL. Said that again on purpose. The app is very user-friendly, fees are low, and it's easy to get off the app. And also, they do have a debit card. Now, the debit card works really well. And once again, I'm talking about off-ramp. You know, and this is just one option. Now, of course, once you really get to be successful, and if you want to fast forward, once your balance really get into a high five figure, close to six figure range as far as your holdings, then you might want to start to look into IRAs. There's specific cryptocurrency IRAs that that you can put your funds into that offer various advantages in the same way that the traditional financial IRAs do. So you definitely have to look more into that. There's a link on, actually I don't have the link to them, but there are various IRAs out there that you can work with that. But that's one of those things where that's kind of down the line. This is kind of like after you've been real successful putting your funds into an IRA and getting tax benefits and all that. You want to build some capital first to to have some capital gains to minimize. So the debit card is a great off-ramp. You can basically move money onto the app. You can move crypto onto the app from your cold storage wallet, and you can literally move it from one part of the app into another part of the app, and it's on the card. Go to the ATM and get what you need to get, or go spend what you need to spend, or do whatever you need to do. Works really good. It's really simple, really easy, and I recommend it, and I talk about it because it's not only something that, you know, that it helps the channel, and this is an affiliate link. They don't, you know, pay me like they pay some of the bigger the six-figure channels. As I'm growing, you know, I mean, I'll get some sponsorships as things go on later on, but right now this is something that just works. It just works. Now, number four, open an account with Gemini. Now, Gemini, link in the description below. Gemini is a just your traditional exchange. And once again, I picked this one because of ease of use. Now, granted, once you really get comfortable, and depending on where what you want to do and what level you're on and how comfortable you are looking at the various interfaces, if you did want something that was more of a trader like interface that had charts and such, you can definitely go to crypto.com. They actually have all of that on their website, and you can do all of that, or you could go through and if Binance is available in your area, you can sign up for Binance, and they have, you know, once again, it's a different interface, but I offer Gemini, and I mentioned them because once again, they are easy. The interface is real clean. It's real simple to get around, not a whole bunch of clutter. It's everything is once again, simple, easy to understand. And once you're trying to take your time and kind of look around, it all really makes sense. So open an account with Gemini. And find at least two other exchanges that you to open accounts with. Now, you don't have to fund them all. Use only one in conjunction with your crypto.com app as an off-ramp if needed. The other exchange accounts are for you to have in the future when the market heats up and exchanges aren't able to handle the volume. You always want to have alternatives to convert your crypto to fiat if and when you need to. Now, this is more of a precautionary measure. Now, I got in like right when the market was cooling off and going into the bear market. But as I've spoken with various people and that's been around the market for a while, there was when Bitcoin hit its very peak, there was people were trying to go through offload and obviously take profits and such, and exchanges just literally shut down, locked the digital doors per se. And if you didn't already have an account, you weren't getting on. So it was rumored that people were selling their accounts for thousands of dollars so that other people would have access to be able to move their crypto around and such. So with that being said, and then with even when you look at the news, look at the crypto news. And if you follow me, there was one, I can't think of the day right now. One day I was reporting on the crypto news that Coinbase had, when the price of Bitcoin had spiked up here recently, Coinbase just suddenly froze and they suddenly went down for a little while or something like that, which is typical. Which is very typical for Coinbase. When the market really starts to get hot and too many people start using their exchange to take profits, it seems like it's rather convenient. Just seems like it's convenient. I'm not saying they're doing nothing on purpose. It just seems to conveniently coincide with the market being really hot, with times that Coinbase seems to have their little issues here and there. You know, maybe it's just me being a little too observant. But I said that to say you need to have a few. And like I say, you don't have to fund them all. It's not about putting money in all of them. It's about making sure that you have an off-ramp that you can take advantage of if and when you want to convert your fiat, your crypto, into fiat. Now, number five. Fund the account of the exchange that you wish to use on a consistent basis and DCA in accordance with the plan that works for your goals. One of the things that a lot of people don't talk about in this whole crypto space is you got to have your own goals and your own, your own goals. What does success look like for you? Now, of course, you know, depending on who you're listening to, people will say, okay, these coins to a million, those coins to 10 million, this is to that. Oh, you're going to 100x on this, and you're going to, you know, 50x on that. And, oh, I mean, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. But the real question is, what is success to you? What does success look like in your life? What does it mean to you to be successful? Have your goal in mind. And then that way, when you're looking into, when you're going in and you're DCAing, you can DCA into such a way that works and is going to benefit you so that you can see when the prices of the market gets to where you need it to be. You already know your exit strategy, and it helps you to be less stressful. Because it goes without saying, don't invest nothing that you can't afford to lose. And if you're DCing into the market and you are worried, and if the market takes a 50% dump, if that bothers you versus exciting you, then you're probably over leveraged and you got too much in there. And the reason why I say it should excite you, because if the market took a 50% dump and you're DCAing in, then you just DCA into that dip. You buy that dip, your holdings just expanded. You know what your horizon is, so the more you have, the more you'll be able to either pass on or sell or lick or do whatever that you have planned to do. All right, so goals, very important. Step six, repeat step one. Do your own research is a never-ending task. Even if you're not buying and selling coins consistently, you should always keep abreast of the current market goings on. The crypto space moves quickly, and be first to act on solid projects, and being first to act on solid projects will do wonderfully positive things for your portfolio. Do your own research. Just because people mention coins on YouTube channels do not mean you should buy them. It means you should look at them to see if they will fit and work for you. A lot of these six-figure YouTube guys, they get paid to talk about these coins. Wouldn't you say positive things about the person who just paid you to talk about their project? Let's think about that for a minute. You know, not saying that there's nothing against it. And once again, after I get to be a six-figure YouTuber, then I'll revisit that, you know. But I'm not going to say nothing bad about someone that's paying me to talk about them. That's just not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk about them if I feel like I have to talk bad about them. Do your own research. Do your own research. It's so critical, especially in this business, because there's a whole lot of things that sound quote unquote good. All right. And finally, number seven, make your first cryptocurrency purchase and move the coins to your cold storage wallet. And repeat until you reach your moon. Your moon is the emphasis here. Because like I said, success is a journey. And the destination is the one that works best for you. You as the individual. No one can tell you what success looks like for you. And whatever success looks like for you, I'm just here to tell you that over here in this world of cryptocurrency, there's a lot of opportunity to jump on board right now. It's real early still. You can dollar cost average your way in. It's okay. You can just keep it. you can follow a channel like mine. You're tuned into the greatest and hottest voice in cryptocurrency right now. Your Southern Urban Voice. You can get all your news Monday through Friday and update straight from the hip, straight from me, uncut. Follow me on Twitter, Too Rich to Miss on Twitter. Follow me on YouTube. The show is every Monday through Friday, and I usually try to get it out between right around lunchtime. Between 11 and 1 o'clock is typically when it hits on YouTube. So be sure to like, share, subscribe. As you're listening to the podcast, be sure to give me that 5-star rating. All of you people out there in New York, I see you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. It's good stuff over here. You know what I'm talking about? It's real. Shout out to all of my people out there in Africa. All of your people over there in Nigeria, y'all stay strong and stand up, you know, keep doing what you're doing over there. Hashtag end SARS. With that said, y'all continue to be blessed. And as always, the only real color that matters is green. Peace.
The Too Rich to Miss Podcast.